Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here to continue our sequence of That One Play episodes. And a really interesting one today because it's not even a regular season or postseason play. That is most of these plays, obviously, in NFL history. This play came in a preseason game, and it was a preseason game played by DeMarcus Robinson just in the last year. Here to talk about it with me is Dylan Cook. Dylan, how you doing?
Doing pretty well, thanks, Ken. I am getting over a respiratory illness, so my voice is a little impacted, but all should be good, and really excited to talk through this with you.
All right. Well, it sounds really good, Dylan. Give us a little bit of the setup for this, because this is really interesting, the play you picked, and I love it when there's kind of a weird one here. And this definitely meets the standard. I had another one that was suggested today that is similar, but please, Dylan, take us through the setup on this.
Yeah, so I guess a good place to start is just with DeMarcus Robinson's acquisition. So he was acquired, I think, just 4 days before the game on August 23rd of 2022. I thought the move was fine at the time. After last season, I was expecting, some investment at wide receiver. This wasn't exactly what I was looking for. But I was excited to see a veteran added, somebody that has made plays when the number one and the number two go down in the past in Kansas City. So going back and rewatching the film, just getting into the game with a little more hindsight, was pretty interesting. You can tell Tyler Huntley, even before the lingering shoulder injury that we heard about later in the season, was pretty clearly limited in his ability to stretch the field vertically. You see in the first quarter, he's largely throwing short passes, just like we saw at the end of last season. And the offense struggles pretty significantly through the first quarter. We end the first quarter down 3-0. And then they sub Tyler Huntley out, put Anthony Brown back in the game. So he takes the field to start quarter two. There's a short Tyler Beatty run for a few yards. And then the second play, Anthony Brown Jr. takes the field. Again, what does he do? He catches the snap. He clearly stares down Robinson right off the line of scrimmage, which draws the safety out of position. And then as soon as the corner and the safety bite on Robinson's head fake and a little bit of the plant, on the inside for the slant, Robinson hits the go. Brown puts it up. It's, looked like something like 30 air yards to my untrained eye. Ends up being a 67-yard touchdown pass. And one of the only explosive passing touchdowns of this year's preseason, I mean, there were other passing touchdowns, but there was nothing, I think, over 20 air yards. I could be wrong, but I tried to go back and give it a thorough review. And, you know, Robinson ends up finishing the game with 4 catches on 6 targets, 135 yards, a touchdown, and 22 and a half yards per target. So pretty good overall.
Yeah, outstanding game. Obviously, it's a very understated way to put that. And great description of what happened on the play. A couple things I remember specifically was, obviously, in the last preseason game of the year, you're not going against top corners even by the second quarter. Oftentimes, it's twos and threes all the way. Sometimes it could be threes by the second quarter that you're facing. So I don't know who the opposing defensive back. Do you happen to look and see who the opposing defensive back? Even the number would be good. I can look it up here from the game book I've got.
I think it was 34 or 36, as I recall. But
okay, so
I can't be sure.
34 would have been the starting cornerback Holmes. So
not him. I think it was someone named Butler, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
Nobody that I had recognized or heard of, to say so, the least.
Context is obviously important. That was still one of the greatest sluggo moves I've ever seen. And it's something we haven't seen from Ravens receivers in years, in terms of guys who had wiggle at the top of the route that would completely lose a defensive back. And he had a later out and go during the game. He lost, I think, a different defensive back on that play. But I might be wrong. It might have been the same guy. Either way, impressive also in terms of being able to do it twice. And, you know, immediately you say this, if you've got other guys who can take advantage of the fact that their speed is feared in Duvernay, in Bateman, I think you got a little bit of that. Bateman doesn't have as much wiggle at the top of the route as he has the ability to run any different route. And cornerbacks just have to respect that and be a little bit slower to make their move. But this was real wiggle. I mean, this was really, I'm going to make you make the wrong move and then go kind of wiggle that we just had not seen from a Ravens receiver.
Yeah, he put the move on that DB. He plants that right foot, gives a little head fake, and then cuts right back up the field. And you can just tell the safety is completely lost. And then when he sees it, he starts to recover. It almost reminded me of when Kyle Hamilton is way down at the line of scrimmage against the Dolphins and totally lost.
Exactly what I was thinking when you started to say that. Yeah, that's a great analogy there. So that's a really cool play. Now, obviously, we had the play later, the out and go, and we don't have to go into that to any great detail, but it was the same kind of great wiggle at the top of the route. So were you thinking, because I know I was at that time, that this guy obviously has to be a big part of the offense in 2022, just based on that. The Ravens receivers, you know, Prochet and Duvernay had shown some things in preseason, but he really showed more in the regular season once it began in terms of versatility and a greater range of use than he'd had before. But Prochet had really not shown much. There's always people think it'll be fine based on 7-on-7 practice and 11-on-11 even, but when it comes down to playing in games, it never seems to work out for him. And then who am I forgetting that Demarcus Robinson at acquisition during the season?
Well, they acquired Sammy Watkins later, pretty late in the season.
But that's not who I mean, though. There's somebody else to start the season they had.
And he isn't.
It was aside from Bateman, Prochet, and Duvernay, who were the three that basically were handing it. Tylan Wallace.
Sure. Tylan Wallace was had some routes in this game and across the preseason.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Season, and he looked pretty good, but I think he was, if I recall, he was fairly limited in terms of where he was able to line up on the field still, which is, you know, not really what you like to see out of somebody that's going to be thrust into a number three, number four spot.
And it just, to me personally, it looked like Robinson was our number two receiver after that, after those plays, that only Bateman was the guy who should be getting more snaps based on what we saw.
I would agree. Bateman run, you know, he's a technician. He's got the complete route package, great release. And you just, you know, nobody else on the team really had anything like it until we saw DeMarcus Robinson show some moves here. And then, of course, you know, Duvernay displayed a lot of chops during the season and catching some really tight passes. But that's an aside.
So in terms of the regular season, obviously a little bit of a disappointment for DeMarcus in terms of what happened, but he still played an awful lot.
He took a lot of snaps. I didn't get his snap count, but I believe he had something like just shy of 500 total yards on the season. Really a disappointment for someone whose skill set and the circumstances really aligned in a way that you'd think. With Bateman's injury, he should have been picking up a significant portion of that sort of, you know, star wide receiver X role. And he didn't really do that except for the Carolina Panthers game. He did take over that game, but that was about it.
669 snaps for the season for Robinson, which led all the Ravens receivers, of course. Actually, did he have more than Duvernay? I'm pretty sure he did, but because Duvernay was lost at the end of the year, but I'm not 100% sure of that. And yeah, Duvernay ended up with 631. So a surprising number one guy, one of the few guys I think among the that the Ravens have acquired in their 30s in the last decade, who's really ended up being good at all, and just even a little bit good is what I mean by that. He certainly wasn't the season was. You know, not exactly what the Ravens could have hoped, but he wasn't terrible. And the guys they picked up otherwise in their 30s, I'm thinking about are, you know, Dez Bryant and, you know, Hushmanzada was a little more than that. But yeah, I think you have to probably go back to Anquan Boldin when they picked up an older receiver who still had something left in the tank. Mike Wallace, they got, and he Mike was a Wallace. Little bit older. Yeah. But I have this feeling that Mike Wallace might still only been about 27, 28 when he came to the Ravens, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
I'm not entirely sure, so I will defer to you on that.
No, he was 30. that's the standard age, and he's 72 receptions. That was 2016. Sure. Okay, so he'd be the last one who really fits that that bill. So anyway, really,
well, he had a much more impressive season than DeMarcus Robinson did this year.
Yeah. How about for next year, for 2023? Do you see Robinson as a guy the Ravens might like to re-sign?
Yeah, I think this is really interesting because you can get a guy who has what it takes to go out and have 100-plus yard game. He can catch touchdowns. He can break big routes. And he can clearly perform in the clutch. He can perform in the postseason. He can perform when his, you know, number one receiver goes down and he has to fill that void. I would say if you can get him for a pretty low number, I don't I don't do too much thinking about salary cap and such. I just have so much going on in my life that I can't really get into that. But I think if you can get him for a very low number or a reasonable cap hit for next year, it would be great to put another weapon, you know, irrespective of quality, in Lamar's arsenal.
Yeah. Okay. And hopefully it's Lamar's arsenal. We'll see. Yeah. So Urban and Worley just signed today for purpose of people, or yesterday. It's February 16th now. And both those guys, you know, interesting continued pickups. Urban is earning the title of a survivor now in the NFL, a guy who for the Ravens is really filling an important role. It's sad for him that it never worked out in terms of getting a big contract, but he's a guy who is I really like as a player, and the Ravens obviously really find value in what he can provide on the defensive line. And then Worley, another guy who they transacted about 18 times during the season, and now they've signed him again. I'm not exaggerating on that, but I think it was the single most by a Raven in team history, where he's up and down off the practice squad, elevations and released, and then re-signed, released, re-signed. And it's nice to see the Ravens get a guy they obviously have some confidence in. And believe me, they wouldn't have 18 signings if they didn't have that kind of confidence in him. So I could see DeMarcus Robinson sticking around for another year hopefully, you know, a number four option or so at wide receiver.
Yeah. I'd like to see him at number four. You know, you expect injuries and you expect him to move up. And I think that's all part of the equation.
Okay. All right. Outstanding, Dylan. Great to have you on for this. Appreciate you coming forward with a kind of an off the wall topic. Hope you feel better. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
Sure. Yeah. Football, I don't tweet too much. It's about the only thing I talk online, though. And you could find me online on Twitter at Dylan, D-I-L-L-O-N. 1619, which makes me sound like a bot, but I promise you I'm real. And I will try to be responsive.
I do try to be cognizant of that when I see it. But anyway, obviously not a bot. And thank you for coming on, Dylan. Other folks out there, if you'd like to come on and do a film study short about that one play that you remember, you have fond memories of, can be whatever slant you like on it. Dylan's got an interesting one here. Other folks who have had some personal experience at the game, maybe you took your first trip to America to watch this, to some particular game, or you have some place you were doing, or there was a big spill at home because of this play, whatever it might be, I'd just be interested in hearing it and talking about the one play and your recollections of it and how it fits into Ravens history, if that's your angle. But would love to have you on. DMs are always open on Twitter. Please hit me up and I will get right back to you. Dylan, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Ken. It's been a pleasure.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.